There are 23 other teams from all over this country and Canada competing during an international construction industries trade show. The Walker team earned its trip.
They placed first in the regional rally here at Maggie Walker Governor's School, beating 13 other Governor's School teams from across the state.
Georgianne Stinnett, who teaches photography, is the team manager. Team members Johnny Chen and Cassie Turnage explained what they'll be doing all week.
They give us a random challenge. This year, the theme happens to be infrastructure and water policy. And so what we have to do is build our own transportation vehicle, kind of like a dump truck of some sort. And we're transporting materials from point A to point B on this course that they have for us, which includes like a mountain, an elevated bridge, and a very rugged terrain.
We will also be participating in something called the H2O Yeah, which is sort of like a quiz bowl. And teams will be asked questions about water infrastructure, and we need to answer correctly to gain points.
All seven members of the team have taken AP Physics at Maggie Walker and have used their knowledge of robotics to build the radio-controlled vehicle. They'll compete with it in the Road Rumble Challenge.
And the Water Infrastructure Challenge, it's going to be like a quiz bowl and it's a tournament. So teams are going to head off against each other, and then it's just going to progress day to day to like quarterfinals, semifinals, and then a final.
Matt Moliterno said for him, being part of the team has piqued his interest in a career in construction. In fact, the purpose of the competition is to introduce the students to construction careers, engineering, equipment technicians, and manufacturing. Six of the seven members are planning to study engineering. Jason Kong explained how their individual interests strengthened their team effort.
This construction challenge is really cross-disciplinary. We have very strong background in math, and we've been able to sort of construct diagrams and examine the physics behind how our vehicle should run. And also our social studies and international language background also helps in examining the various water policy areas and seeing what has worked, what hasn't, and what would be strong recommendations for the future of water policy.
There are winners and prizes in each category.
And then there's overall winners. And for the overall competition, the winners receive $1,000, and the second place is iPad, and third is iPhone.
Coach Stinnett said it's been a pleasure to work with the seven seniors. They work hard, but never lose their sense of humor.
They have a team name. They're called the Physicians, and their truck is the Gurney.
Tucker Dean said they feel the odds are pretty good that they could come home with the top prize.
I'd say we're pretty confident. We've got a good group of people around us. We're all pretty strong in pretty much all the core areas of this construction challenge.
Other team members are Jonathan Kim and Spencer Pig. Stinnett noted their corporate sponsor is a European company, Liebherr, that has a plant manufacturing industrial equipment in Newport News.
In addition to the corporate sponsorship, we are also supported by our Maggie Walker Governor School Foundation.
Learn more online at constructionchallenge.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.